Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet 9:4. The Mishnah continues on its vein of finding various scriptural support and allusions for various rabbinic enactments. The topic of this Mishnah is the prohibition of sicha, which is anointing with oil, on Yom Kippur. As I think is quite familiar to people, on Yom Kippur, one, there's a requirement for inui, for impoverishing the body, afflicting it, and there are five different categories of prohibition of what one may not do on Yom Kippur to fulfill that. And those things are eating and drinking, rechitza, washing, sicha, the topic of our Mishnah, which is anointing with oil, and then also wearing leather shoes and marital relations. So those are the five things that one may not do on Yom Kippur. Those are the five categories. Now, the truth is, midoraisa, if one would eat or drink on Yom Kippur the requisite amounts, he would be liable to karis, divine excision, God forbid. The other four categories are, according to most, and we'll learn that here, simply rabbinic extensions. So the prohibition against anointing or washing, wearing leather shoes, and being with marital relations is all rabbinic in nature. So here we're finding a support to the rabbinic ruling that one shouldn't anoint. And we're going to say that anointing with oil is comparable to drinking liquid, specifically water. So, because it goes into your body the same kind of way. So here the Mishnah says, Minayin l'sicha, what is a scriptural allusion that suggests shehi kishtiya, that anointing is like drinking, b'yom ha-kippurim, on Yom Kippur? So, afal pi she'ein raya l'davar, zeich l'davar. Just as we use this very same expression at the end of the last Mishnah of the previous parak, even though we don't have a solid proof for the fact that it's prohibited to anoint on Yom Kippur, we do have a zeichar, like an allusion, A-L-L, allusion to the matter. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk, a verse from Tehillim, a Kuftes, David HaMelech is speaking about people who've been bad people, and he's essentially cursing them. And he says that their curses should go into them. That's his curse. So he says that v'tavo kamaim bikirbo, that those who are after him and cursing him, their curses should go into themselves like water, v'chashemen v'atmosav, and like oil into their bones. The idea is that the pasuk is equating the way water goes in to the innards of a person, is comparable to the way that oil goes into a person through the skin, and therefore you see this sort of equation of anointing being similar to drinking, and that is then our scriptural allusion to suggest that just the same way one can't drink on Yom Kippur, one can't anoint on Yom Kippur.